Recorded.
And I think from last time we kind of said whether we would ask the group whether you know, we would record everything and keep it in kind of public archive. I don't see anyone objecting to it, so I think that's a good way of operating until people have a great concern and wants to keep certain things confidential. But in this particular right now, I think it's best to keep everything on record and in the public domain.
This is Mats. I agree, and furthermore, I suggest that we always say who we are, at least for the first couple of meetings, before we have learned to recognize each other's voices. This is Mats. The first bullet on the agenda. I mean, does anyone have any suggestion for changes of the agenda, additional bullets or moving around or something? Okay. The first bullet on the agenda is election, or so to say, of co-chairs for the working group. On our face-to-face meeting in Dublin, Edmund and myself volunteered to be co-chairs for the working group, and we agreed that we should have 2 to 3 co-chairs for the working group. Does anyone else want to say something about it? Any other volunteers, or could we proceed?
Yeah, I can volunteer if needed.
And you are?
Wild.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Wildnoss.
Wildnoss. Okay.
I'm representing ALAC.
Okay, I didn't realize that you were on the meeting. Okay, so then we have three candidates for co-chairs. Any other candidates?
This is Edmund. Just adding to what was added. I guess one of the things I wanted to ask, perhaps Samad and Ram also. Ultimately, the output from this working group would go to the board. So I'd like for Ram to potentially play a role in this process. However, I don't know whether it's you know, what kind of role is the best to be established, because you know, ultimately this is the output that the board needs to approve. So perhaps kind of a liaison kind of role would work well. I don't know whether that's kind of the intent and idea, and perhaps Ram and Samad can add to this as well.
Oh, this is Samad. I'll just defer to Ram in case he wants to comment.
Samad, I missed that. What did I miss?
Edmund, you want to repeat?
sorry. I'm at the ITF at hotel in Yokohama. I apologize if the connection is not very good. I guess my main point is, I think in terms of leadership for the group, I'd like for I think Ram should play a role. How that role should be, I think I'd like to get a sense, because ultimately the output of this group will need to go through the board for approval. Perhaps kind of I don't know whether it's already envisioned that Ram is playing in a kind of a liaison role. If not, that's something that would be useful or you know what type of role would be good. But that's something that I want to bring up.
Thanks, Edmund. This is Ram. I looked at my participation in really there are three possible roles I could play. One is a role from the SAC and focusing a little bit on the security component of things, confusability, variants, things like that. That's one. The other role I could play is just as an IDN, an interested IDN party, somebody with a lot of experience and expertise over a long period of time and being able to directly contribute. And, of course, the third is the fact that I'm on the board and I chair the IDN working group for the board. In this engagement, I'm looking to engage much more in the first two realms than in the third realm. This is I'm volunteering in here much less because of my board role and much more because I think this is an important thing. I've been involved from the very start of these IDN guidelines, from the founding IDN guidelines working group. And so I have a lot of interest in it, and that's the reason why I'm looking to engage. Certainly there will be a value in continuity because I chair the board IDN working group, and like you said, Edmund, eventually these recommendations, if they end up becoming formalized, etc., eventually find their way onto the board, there's an automatic ability for me to explain what was the thinking behind these recommendations that we come up with, which will be much easier than in other situations. So I think we should take my board role as a bonus, but not the primary reason. The primary role for me, I think, is much more from both IDN knowledge and expertise and from an SAC perspective.
This is Edmund. That's great. That's kind of exactly what I wanted to hear, because substantive input is I think going to be very important from you. And I think that's great to hear that you're not just observing and reporting back to the board. I think that's going to be important for the work here at the group. And so, thank you for that clarification.
The board doesn't even know I volunteered for this, Edmund.
So, do you volunteer to be a co-chair, Ram, or do you prefer to stay and be a more the other roles?
Matt, it'll be such a relief to not have a chair, co-chair responsibility and to just participate and engage. So thank you for you and Edmund and Wael to actually volunteer. I am eagerly looking forward to contributing and disrupting everything that you're doing by being a regular member.
Yeah. I think that's very good. I guess it's easy for you to be kind of criticizing if you're not the chair. So, I mean, the work. Okay. So, I don't know who is leading this meeting, but I'm asking the meeting.
Looks can like you meet? Are.
Okay. Thank you.
No one's standing in your way. So I might as well go.
I'm pretty handicapped here from Yokohama, and And my connection is up and down actually here in Yokohama, so please take it forward, Mats, and I think, you know, we can move forward on this.
Yeah, we will have several meetings. So can we then appoint Edmund, Will, and me as co-chairs for this working group?
This is Rama.
Okay, anyone against it? Okay, who takes the minutes? Take the minutes, Samad?
I will be more than happy to do it, if that is how you would like to do, if that's how you'd like it. So, yeah. Certainly.
Please, at least for this initial meeting. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, and then bullet number two is the time plan for the guidelines, for the update of the guidelines.
Matt, sorry, this is Ram. Could I quickly interject?
Yes, definitely.
So on the topic of Sarmad, I want to just get some clarity on that. My suggestion, given Sarmad's very deep knowledge and expertise in this area of IDNs, I think we should ask for Sarmad to think of himself as a full-fledged member of our working group and not just a staff support person. Of course, he will, you know, he can coordinate and help set the meetings up and take the notes, etc. But I think we should treat him like a full working group member and not just staff support.
I definitely second that. I mean, Sarmad has much to contribute in the discussion of IDN. So, yes, please. Are you willing to take that dual role, Sarmad?
Certainly. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
This is Edmund. Just adding to that, I think for the time being, thank you, Sarmad, for jumping into the role. However, going forward, this has, I understand this is not a policy development work. However, this do have policy implications. And it may be possible to draw upon staff from ICANN, either GNSO, CCNSO, or even ALAC, to help with the administrative part of it. And I don't want this... I don't want this to get in the way of the discussion, but perhaps this is something, Sarmad, you can explore a little bit and see whether it's from the GDD or whatever from your team. But it would be useful to have some administrative support. And on that topic, actually, quickly into discussion of the substantive issues, we might actually need the help from policy staff to get a sense of whether, you know, whatever we talk about has actual policy implications on GNSO or CCNSO, and that kind of support both on the administrative part and on, you know, some feedback from there is going to be very important and useful for our deliberations in the next year or a few months.
This is Mats. My understanding is that the guidelines has implications for the policy, since it's for GTLDs, because it's binding for the agreement for the new GTLDs. Or do I misunderstand something?
This is Edmund. I don't think you misunderstand, but whether that is called implementation, agreement, or policy is a different discussion, you know, than what we're having right now, but definitely will have implications there, and that's why I suggest that even if we end up not having the actual administrative support from the SOs, we might want to explore that, but at least to have them, you know, participate in the process.
Okay. Is this something that you can investigate, Sarmad?
If the group wants, I can reach out to both CCNSO and GNSO policy team and ask them if they could participate. So certainly I can reach out to them and get back to you if this is what the working group would like us to do.
Since we are elected by, I mean, I'm appointed by the CCNSO, I guess that I should take that contact, shouldn't I? And who comes from GNSO do the same?
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Matt. This is it feels like what we're talking about maybe just a bit premature. I think that we don't yet know where this is going to go. I think what Edmund is suggesting is a very good idea, but it may be an idea that we may have to activate once we get our work going rather than right now.
This is Mats. What do you say about that, Edmund, that we postpone this discussion until later on, sometime around New Year or something?
I think I agree that it's not a necessary thing, but I guess my suggestion is if we want someone to be an active participant contributing to the substantive discussion of this, then we probably need administrative support. So if someone can find it within GDD or within his realm, that's great, and you know that would suffice. But if that administrative support happens to come from GNSO or CCNSO or even ALAC policy support team, I think that is fine too, because you know even though this is not specifically policy development, the policy staff actually works on implementation working groups as well. So I don't think it's out of scope for them to work on. That's just my point. So I think you know it's not necessary. I think it's good to reach out to them, and I think Samad, perhaps you need to. What is important for this group is where the administrative that we have administrative support, and perhaps we'll need to leave it to you and the ICANN team to figure out where that's coming from.
Okay, so this is Sarmad. So we do have Ali Raza here on the call as well. He's part of the IDN program team, and he's going to be working with me on this as well. In any case, I think if it's just as far as the admin support for our work is concerned, I think at this time we should be okay, but let's see how this work develops. In any case, I think we are okay for now. As I said, let's see how this develops, and based on how much homework is needed, we can certainly reach out to further staff support as well.
Okay, can we agree on this, that we let Sarmad see how it works in to be active in the working group, and at the same time giving administrative support for the working group?
Just to add that Ali Raza also has a significant amount of experience at the second level from the CCTLD space. So I think he will also be able to add good value to the process. Yes, the initial plan was to have the first list of issues by ICANN 54, some recommendations by ICANN 55 against those issues, and then based on that and public feedback, final version by ICANN 56. This is Sarmad. I would suggest that that input should come especially from GNSO and CCNSO community.
This is Matt. Who is from GNSO?
This is Edmund, if I can get into the queue.
Yes, please. I'm sorry, Edmund?
So I have a pretty big time lag, so when you hear me, it's probably a little bit later. But the point is that I think in terms of urgency, there is certainly a kind of urgency, but whether it is three to four months later, I don't think that's going to make a difference that cannot be accepted. So I would rather us take the time to deliberate on the issues. If between now and Marrakesh we need to produce two documents, which is to try to make up to the original schedule, we actually have to deliver two documents with one public comment in between, I think that's a little bit too aggressive. So I would suggest that we focus on the first kind of deliverable, which is kind of a stock-taking exercise and making sure that we are on the right track before we come to kind of recommendation, and to have that in place and already out for public comments, so we can publicize it a little bit by Marrakesh, which is the next ICANN meeting. That might be a more realistic goal.
So I'm not sure what two documents you are talking about. I think we agreed on last meeting that we should produce one.
It's the original. The original schedule have us put out a issues document for public comment and then get comments, and then to also produce a preliminary report by Marrakesh ICANN, and I think that is very aggressive. So I don't think that is actually appropriate. So in short, I think we should lengthen a little bit. Unless the preliminary report and the final report, if we have everything locked down and everyone is happy with it, maybe we could actually shorten that time frame rather than the current, the first part of it, which is the kind of stocktaking of the issues, and then based on the feedback come up with the preliminary report. So that, at least for the first part of it, I don't think we want to chase the timeline. And by talking about two documents, I mean the original plan, which I think it makes sense, is to first produce and issues a kind of a stock taking of issues with, of course, a little bit of a qualification for it, and then put it out for comments, and then based on the comments, until then to create the first preliminary draft. I mean by the two documents.
So should we have a time plan to have, before the Marrakesh meeting, having produced a document covering the issues or topics that we think that the guidelines should cover, and having it out for public comment, and do that before the ICANN 55. And then between ICANN 55 and ICANN 56, that we create a draft guidelines with the recommendations, and having that out for public comment before ICANN 56, and then to finalize our suggested guidelines between ICANN 56 and ICANN 57. Is that a reasonable time plan for the work group?
Yes, and that this is Harmad, and that would mean that the first document we should finalize by about mid-February next year.
Yes. So mid-February, a document with the issues and topics that the guidance should cover.
Yes.
Having it out for public comment. And then in May, I guess, that we should have a May, when is ICANN 56? That's in June, I guess. So end of April, having a draft guidelines. Is that too soon? Because that's the bulk work. It's only two months to complete.
Well, the next meeting is in towards the end of June, so we will have till about mid-June to finalize that.
Okay. So mid-June, having a draft guidelines and have put it out for a public comment, and then finalize the guidelines or final draft, so to say. I mean, it's not a final version from the work group, having that completed in September.
We can get it done by mid-October. The next meeting is end of October.
Okay, so mid-October. Final version. Can we agree on this time plan? Anyone think that
the target is,
please go ahead. Okay. I then read this as we have accepted this time plan, and I mean it could be revised if needed. So next bullet on the agenda is the meeting schedule and when we should have the next meeting. The call for this meeting was quite late. And no criticism, Sarmad. I'm glad that you took the initiative. I'd like to make sure that we make it possible for as many as possible to participate. And I think on the face-to-face meeting, we talked about meeting in 2 to 3 weeks interval. Do I remember correctly?
This is Sarmad. In the face-to-face meeting, I think what we eventually discussed and but not finalized but recommended was that we have weekly meetings starting out, and then once we have a reasonable brainstorming done, then we perhaps switch to fortnightly meetings. But it was recommended and not finalized.
Okay, I think it's quite late to have a call for next week because we have to find a time and date when as many as possible can participate. So my suggestion is that we have a meeting in 2 weeks. It's not that we will do work before that meeting, but that will be the next meeting in 2 weeks. And that we this week go out do a doodle to find out when the best time is and hope that as many as possible can respond quickly on that. What do you think?
This is a geographically spread out group. We have people from all the way from Australia to the United States. Therefore, we may actually come up with a situation where one time is really not possible, easily possible for everybody. There are two options in that case. In case we are able to find one time, that is great. But in case we are not, one possibility is to rotate the call time, or the other option obviously is that obviously we'll be posting the recordings online and people then who are not able to connect listen to the call recordings and then comment online. Those are possible options. Obviously, we can certainly do another pass on the doodle poll, but that doesn't guarantee that everybody is going to be able to join at one single time.
No. Doodle gives the possibility of seeing when people can and find the best time and day. And I think that we should rotate the meeting. This is a great time of the day for me because it's office hour. And I think we should try to move this meeting ahead so that other people can enjoy being at office hour. What will you say about having a meeting in 2 weeks?
I think in terms of the intervals, 2 week intervals make sense. In terms of the timing, I wonder if Samad have any insight into this particular timing. Matt's mentioned that's great because it's the middle of the working day. For me, it's great because it's later at night, and it's not in the working day, so it's actually more flexible for me. The question is perhaps for Samad, with the response that we did get back, what the situation is, and for those who are unable to participate this time, is it because of the timing, or did we actually get get the response from them and what the general feeling there is.
This is Sarmad. So the only person who declined was Carl, and that was because of time issues. He was not able to join because it was too late for him, perhaps. So it's 1 a.m. his time, at this time. Well, let's start.
I think that there was one more answering on the doodle that couldn't participate this time, wasn't it?
Oh, that's Chris. He's in your time block, but that's only for this week. Chris had to travel. Otherwise, this time works for him. So the only issue with this time is it's too late for Carl. Is it possible to move it upwards by a few hours? That could work for him. So earlier, can we do earlier or another 1 or 2 hours, because that gets a little too early for people in the United States. So that's the challenge.
Well, this is Mats. I'm open for almost any time of the day or night. I'm very flexible. I can take this call from home or from work, and so it's fine for me to move this meeting backwards or forwards.
Right. So I will certainly put a doodle poll. Do you want the doodle poll to be spread out across all week, or should we just focus it on Wednesday and do all times? How extensive would you want me to do the doodle poll again? I'm happy to go and do it, for the entire week again. That's what everybody would like.
I suggest that we try to focus on 2 days next week. So say Tuesday and Wednesday, not next week, the week after, in 2 weeks. So say Tuesday or Wednesday in 2 weeks, and having some different hours. I don't think it's meaningful to spread out on more than 2 days.
Okay, so I will take care of that.
Does anyone else have any suggestion or reaction on this? Okay, so can we agree then that we have next meeting 17th or 18th of November, and that Sarmad goes out with a doodle with this time and also earlier hours to make it possible to catch as many as possible. And please respond as soon as possible on the doodle. Okay. Then next topic is document sharing. Does anyone have any suggestion how we should share documents? When we do the update, I don't have any suggestion. Edmund is typing. So Icon Confluence, is that something that we can use, Mr. Sarmad?
Yeah, certainly. So that's not an issue at all.
Okay. So I don't know anything about it. I never used it, and then there might be others on the working group that have no experience. Can you administrate to find a spot where we can start document sharing?
Yes, we will. We are actually we're creating a public wiki space for this group. We will also work with the tech team and see how it's possible to share documents by everybody on that space. We'll come back to you on that.
I mean, the documents, I mean, it's okay if they are readable by public readable, but it should only be updatable by the working group.
Sure.
And talking about these issues, the email alias for the working group, is that updated with all the participants?
Yes, it is updated. I sent out a mail, and I hope everybody has received it, at least those of you on this call. So it is currently functional, and it's a mailing list now. It was initially an alias, but it's now changed to a mailing list, and we'll make that mailing list public, be archived.
Okay, so what's the alias?
So let me just type it up.
Because I haven't seen any email going to that for me.
It's IDNGWG, standing for Guidelines Working Group, at ICANN.org.
Can you send a test message out and ask everyone to reply to make sure that everyone receives the email to that group?
Just doing it right now.
Thank you. Okay, and the last bullet is number five, how to collect the topics or issues to cover in the guidelines. My idea of this is to have some kind of brainstorming so that each of us just writes down all the topics, issues that we want to see in the guidelines, just one line per or one sentence per topic issue, and then just at the end we compile everything and try to organize. So
this is Edmund. I know that my audio is going to come a little bit, you know, because of the time lag. Well, so I'll keep talking. I think in terms of this particular topic, it's great for different people to send in their ideas, of course.
You disappeared, Edmund.
But it may be very useful for some. Or the ICANN staff team to help us with consolidate two things. One is the previous ICANN guidelines of bullet points on the topics, and number two is on over the few years what has transpired and perhaps. From the GNSO or the CCNSO or any of the variance discussion that certain things must be, should be included, and just to list it off as a few broad topics that we can then add to. That might be a useful starting point. Of course, not to dismiss the fact that we should try to come up with a number of points from each of us as well.
Well, my idea was to that we should go back to the old version of or the current version of the guidelines after a while to see what it says, and that we more like start afresh, and just to make sure that we pump out all that we have thought of, every issue, every topic that we have thought of. Some of us might have run over more things and others less things, but then I mean you could use the guidelines to collect things too if you want, but try to get everything out.
So this is Ahmed. If you would like, we would be happy to summarize what's in the previous version and share that with the group.
Yes, of course. I mean that's not a bad idea to see what it says. But I know that there are many things not covered in the guidelines. So everyone should think of what have I've covered or seen or thought of when it comes to IDN and list that down. That's my idea.
Should we put just a date on it so that we can get everybody everybody's input, and maybe we can have a starting list perhaps before the first meeting in 2 weeks?
Yes, that's how I think we should work, so that by next week we would like to get all the bullets, topics and issues down. And please include small things too. I mean, rather too much than too little at this stage. And then we can remove things. It's easier to remove things later than to get things in, because that when we start to look at the list, then we get kind of steered by the contents of that list. So the question is how to deliver it. If we have the possibility of editing on that, the ICANN conference system, can we upload a file there, each one?
Yes, I think that should be possible. But in any case, if anybody is having trouble accessing it, please just email it to the list or email it to us, and we can also keep a accumulated list as well.
So, just as in bullet points, as Edmund writes. So it's not you don't have to argue or anything about the topic that you write down. Just a short one sentence per each or something, to just have it down, and then we can discuss that on the next meeting, the bullets that we see. Can you please elaborate what you mean by your written comment?
Thank you, Matt. I was saying that figuring out what kind of document sharing, what is possible, what is not possible, etc. I was suggesting perhaps the co-chairs just work that out with staff offline, and just inform the rest of us what you've decided.
Okay.
That's what I was suggesting.
So can the meeting agree with Ram on this suggestion? Okay. I mean, we have only 3 minutes left. I think that we know when to meet next time. That's in 2 weeks. we know what to do until next week, and that is to collect the topics and issues and contribute to the working group. And we have an action point for Sarmad, both to doodle for the meeting and also to find out about the ICANN conference. Any additional contributions for the meeting today? I don't want to run over the time because people might have other appointments. Okay. So then, thank you very much, everyone, and talk to you in next week. In 2 weeks. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you all.